Penguin Random House Canada presents The Great Bear, The Missawa Saga, Book 2, by David Robertson. Read for you by Breffni Caribou and David Robertson. For Emily, Cole, Anna, Lauren, and James. 1. Morgan raised a crude, homemade slingshot she had made herself. She pulled back the round stone, the elastic stretching all the way to her face, and took aim at a prairie chicken. The orange-throated bird, with its striped round body, was pecking at the ground for seeds and insects. It was completely oblivious to the presence of Morgan, Eli, and Eric, who was usually a rather loud squirrel, but managed to stay quiet when on the hunt. Morgan's hands were trembling. It made her cheek tremble, her vision shaky. She lowered the slingshot. She whispered to Eli, "Didn't you kill the exact same kind of bird with this exact weapon, but when you were, like, in kindergarten?"
"I did it when I was learning," Eli whispered in response. "Age doesn't matter."
"That doesn't answer my question."
"If I can interject," Eric said, also whispering. "If I couldn't just sprint after the bird and kill it, I would totally use a slingshot."
"I feel like kids use slingshots because they aren't old enough to use an actual weapon," Morgan said. "Like Bart Simpson. He uses a slingshot, doesn't he?"
"Who's Bart Simpson?"
Eric asked.
"He's a cartoon character on Earth," Eli explained, rolling his eyes at Morgan.
"What's a cartoon character?"
"Here we go."
Morgan sat down, and the others sat with her, in the woods just south of Missawa, in the middle of summer. Eli and Morgan were wearing Missawa clothing, made for them by villagers after their first journey to the North Country. When not on Aske, they stashed them in a sack that they hung from a tiny burl on the great tree, which contained the portal through which they always came to the barren grounds. The sack held two options for each sibling, a warm outfit and a cool one, to clothe them for all seasons.
"You know how Eli draws stuff?"
Morgan began.
"Yes, of course,"
Eric nodded.
"That's how you travel here."
"Right. Okay."
They were getting somewhere.
"So, on Earth, people can make drawings seem alive, like they move and stuff. They become animated."
"So, some people can make drawings walk around on Earth? Like, if the drawings on the council hut jumped off the walls and started dancing around?"
Eric asked.
"Wizards!"
"No." Then Morgan clapped a hand over her mouth and glanced over at the prairie chicken to see if it was still there. It was pecking away.
"No,"
she corrected herself, whispering once more.
"They don't."
She rubbed her face out of frustration.
"They don't come alive. They just move around on a screen. A screen that's kind of like, I don't know, glass paper?"
Morgan had tried to think of a way to explain it without complicating the matter. She wasn't certain she'd succeeded.
"And they're in made-up stories. They're fake."
After a moment of thought, Eric shrugged.
"That sounds dumb."
"Some of them are dumb," Eli said. "But anyway, slingshots aren't just for kids."
"Yeah, well."
Morgan got up on her knees and turned towards the prairie chicken again. She raised the slingshot and took aim.
"Let's just call it learning and pretend that we never had this conversation. I'm cool with using a slingshot."
She took a deep, calming breath, trying her best to ward off shaky hands, shaky cheeks, and shaky vision. She would never hit the bird like that. She had the leather pocket pinched firmly between her thumb and index finger, ready to let the stone fly towards the target. Morgan heard a huff behind her.
"It's not like I haven't shown you a million things since you've been living in Missiwa,"
Eric grumbled, loudly enough for Morgan to hear. The volume of her grumbling, like the huff, seemed deliberate. The slingshot was lowered once more. Morgan craned her neck around to see Eric still sitting, leaning against a tree, her arms crossed, looking away from Morgan.
"Eric," Morgan said, "come on." "I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I walked you through the making of a certain slingshot."
Morgan crouched in front of Eric, put her hand under the animal being's furry chin, and made Eric look at her.
"I'm sorry, okay?"
Morgan said.
"Next time we come, I'll bring an iPad and show you some cartoons."
"Really?"
Eric perked up.
"Yes, really."
Morgan got back into position. The prairie chicken had not moved much at all.
"But just one time, because back on Earth, all the kids ever do is stare at their screens. They never do things like this. Neither do the adults, for that matter. Adults are maybe even worse."
"They just sit there and stare at these iPad things?"
Eric said. Morgan raised her slingshot and took aim.
"They'll literally play a game like this and never do something like this, actually. I was like that, too, up until 2 weeks ago."
She corrected herself then and did what she'd come to call Missiwa math, calculating that 1 hour of Earth time equaled 1 week of time on Aske.
"Well, 2 weeks Earth time. It's been, like, a little over 2 years that we've spent here."
"That's so confusing,"
Eric said.
"Yeah, I know."
"I wasn't staring at a screen," Eli said. "I always did stuff like this."
"Yes, Eli, I know," Morgan sighed. "But I was kind of busy playing musical foster homes."
"Sorry."
"It's fine."
"Well, I think these iPads sound pretty silly,"
Eric said.
"I mean..."
But Morgan let her thought trail off. There'd be time to discuss the benefits and drawbacks of technology over dinner. She took another breath. She had never killed anything before, and she was sure that was the cause of her shakiness. She told herself that it was just as Eli had said many times. Hunting was the way of life for many indigenous people, and the way of life for beings in Missiwa. The villagers were still gathering strength, still recovering from the countless years they'd spent in the white time. If they didn't catch four-legged and two-legged things, they would go hungry. And they'd been hungry for too long. So Morgan took one more deep breath, let it out slowly, and released the stone, straight and true. 2. Missiwa held a feast that night to honor Morgan's accomplishment of killing the prairie chicken. The entire village gathered in front of the council hut, sitting on the grass around a blanket upon which the food was spread out. There were berries, bannock, better than any bannock Morgan had tasted on Earth, fish, venison, hare, and of course, the prairie chicken, of which each villager received a small portion. On Morgan and Eli's first visit to Missiwa, the prairie chicken would have been an important catch, a meal that would have satisfied everyone in the small village, even in very modest portions. There was so little food in that time of famine. The animal beings had enough to eat now, and eat they did, but just enough and never more. they would...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?